It's all about Southampton. The So-So Show with Zoe Hanson and Simon Clark.
Hello and welcome to Southampton's podcast, The So-So Show. It's a weekly look at life in the city, hosted by her, Zoe Hanson.
And him, Simon Clark. Now this week, we get an exclusive look around a new place for you all to go and have fun.
We know that the kids are already going to love it just from what it kind of says on the tin, but we also know this is going to be perfect for birthday parties, stag and hen do's.
I love the fact that this is going to be open for adults as well.
Oh my gosh, it looks amazing.
Thank you if you've just discovered the podcast in the last few weeks. We picked up lots of new listeners, maybe because of our mention on Radio 4. Maybe it's due to our discussion of monkey farts and what they smell like.
It's all down to monkey farts.
Do you know what? We mocked it, but there is so many products available that smell a monkey farts.
Oh, please.
Seriously, there is a monkey farts bubble bath on Etsy. There is a monkey farts lip balm available as well.
Oh, please. That means it'd be right under your nose all the time.
Can you imagine being in the supermarket, someone coming up behind you and going, monkey farts.
Thank you so much for listening. And do you know what? I have to say thank you to you, Simon, because this last year has been a blast.
Oh.
It's our first birthday. It's been brilliant. It's been an absolute blast. And you know what, Simon? Thank you, because you give every opportunity. And I have loved this last year, making this with you.
Do you know what? It's been so much fun, because whilst we've both been broadcasters for years, we've never actually worked together before. And to make it even more strange, we're not in the same room when we record this. You're at your house, I'm at mine, and it just seems to work.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sort of worried about when we actually meet each other, you know, for a coffee, that maybe it won't work like that.
I'm more worried about the fact that we're supposed to be doing a Hamble pub crawl at some point, and there'll be many things that don't work after we've done that.
Also, thank you so, so much to our thousands of listeners. Thank you to everybody that's come on the show as well. All of our interviewees, you've been brilliant. And I love that we've all sort of come together and we're just making something brilliant for the SO postcode. I know it's a massive area, and bringing all of that positivity.
Whenever we've approached anyone to come on, everyone has embraced the idea of coming on the podcast, and that makes such a difference to us. So just to echo what Zoe said, if you're a previous guest, thank you very much for being a part of this podcast. And here's to the next 12 months, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. Let's go for it.
Now, congratulations, because last week on the podcast, you had a story that everybody else has been catching up with since.
Yes.
Hamley's coming to Westquay.
I mean, how exciting is that? So it's the oldest toy shop it might even be in the world. Hamley's, everybody knows it. It's very famous. It's huge in London on Regent Street. It's a day out in itself, isn't it? And Hamley's is coming to Southampton, to Westquay, and it's going to be next to next, and it opens this month.
That's so exciting for the city. And I would imagine it's probably going to do something to reverse the trend for shopping online that seems to be happening. If you could go to somewhere like that, and it would be an experience, and it would be an hour or so, you're more inclined to want to take the kids.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a downside, which is every 3 feet on the way around it, they'll be stopping and asking for something.
And your credit card's going to get a beating, isn't it?
But as long as you've established some ground rules before you go in, you can have one thing and you can't spend more than a fiver. In fact, I wonder how much stuff in the Hamleys in Westquay is going to be available for less than a fiver.
Well, I'm going to very much use it like Smith's toy stores. And I take my little one there for a trip out, you know. And she knows she's not going to buy anything.
You can just look.
Can we just go for a look? Yes, you can. And no, we're not having a McDonald's afterwards.
There needs to be a small section of the new Hamley's toy store that is especially dedicated to parents who need to buy something for less than a tenner for a kid's party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because how many times have you had to take Lois to, well, probably not in the last 18 months, but how many times have you had to take your daughter to a party and you've sat there scratching your head thinking, well, what can I buy within this budget? There's not a great deal of choice, is there?
Right. Is that a tenner? Is that what we're saying that it is? Because I was going with like £2.
I haven't had to buy a child's birthday present for one of my kids attending a party in years. Thank goodness.
Aside from all of that stuff, there's this, do you get that this, there's this feeling around the sort of Southampton area that there's this air of anticipation at the moment? I know that pubs are able to open outside, and look, hats off, hats and gloves and umbrellas off to anybody that has sat outside, eaten dinner and had a beer under a brolly, because that storm was crazy.
I was sat there washing up at the weekend, looking out at the wind and rain, thinking somebody somewhere is trying to eat a roast dinner on a picnic bench whilst holding an umbrella with the other hand.
And it's the real British spirit, isn't it?
Oh, totally.
I mean, this time last year, we were sort of gearing up for VE Day. I think this is spirit of the Blitz. We are going to the pub, we're going to sit outside in a ski suit, and we are going to enjoy it. But there is this sort of, everybody's waiting for the pubs and everything else to open properly. Fingers crossed, May 17th. And I was thinking about it this week, and I was like, oh, do you know what it feels like? I reckon it feels like you're waiting at an airport when your flight's been delayed. You can't do anything apart from sit for hours with the book that you've already read on holiday and a massive Toblerone to eat. So you're just sort of getting through it again.
I totally get what you're feeling, because I'm at that stage now where I am so close to being able to go back out and earn some money DJing parties.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit of me that doesn't want to start planning for those parties, because I have a tiny little bit in me that thinks there's going to be another extension. And whilst pubs will still be able to open and weddings will still be able to continue, there's a bit of me that just thinks, yeah, they're going to stick a 60 in there, and they'll probably wait and drop the bad news after the local elections. And instead of being able to lift restrictions fully on June 21st, they'll just bosh another 5 weeks on it.
You're such a cynic. You're such a cynic, aren't you?
So that little bit of cynicism, which is actually quite large, is making me think, no, don't get too excited yet, because there's always a chance you're going to get disappointed. And I don't think I can take it anymore. Having been buoyant and upbeat in the face of all my clients for the last 18 months, when they ring up and they email and they say, look, we're really sorry, we're going to have to postpone. Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry. We'd always hope to be the least of your concerns at this difficult time. I'm actually right out of empathy now. So if we have to postpone things again, I will be hitting the Jack Daniels.
This is what I say to a lot of people at the moment, is you have a 100% success rate of getting through these days at the moment. So just keep going.
That's true. So when things do reopen, there is going to be something really exciting and new to do in the city. And it's not just aimed at children. You may have seen the TV programme Ninja Warrior. The new attraction that's coming to Southampton has the same name. But what's it going to be like? Zoe caught up with Jack. He's the general manager of Ninja Warrior.
Coming into the site, I know that everyone is going to be absolutely blown away. The team behind the scenes, they have done everything possible to give you that wow factor. It is suitable for absolutely all ages. We will do everything from accessibility days to mummy and me, daddy and me classes, suitable for newborns pretty much, until 4 years old-ish. We've obviously got the inflatables, and then obviously your normal sessions, they will run from 4 years old plus. So come on down, give it a challenge. We're excited to welcome you to the site.
So if you've never seen it before, so Ninja Warrior is, it's a pretty tough assault course on the telly, but what you've done is you've made it much more accessible. You've made it much more fun because there is no water, so you're not going to get wet. It's fine, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we don't need you to bring your swimming costumes, just your sports attire. We have made it fun as well as challenging. There are certain areas that are a little bit more challenging.
I mean, I walked past it and just went, well, there's no way I'm getting on that, is there?
I know I've got a couple of the staff that have already been showing off to each other. So believe me, I'm in the latter category, maybe a bit of lockdown weight. No, in all seriousness, it's a fantastic site. The obstacles and the equipment that we've got are suited to absolutely everyone. Come on down, give it a go. As I said, we are here, we are waiting for you.
This is going to be a massive hit. And I know that sort of immediately you think of, you know, Ninja Warrior when you watch it on the telly and you watch it with your kids on a Saturday night, you think, right, the kids are going to be well into that. And I'm sure that they will be. But I reckon there's going to be a lot of adults that go, yeah, I can give that a good go.
Absolutely. I mean, we know that the kids are already going to love it just from what it kind of says on the tin. But we also know that this is going to be perfect for birthday parties, stag and hen do's, conference days out. Everybody's obviously been working through lockdown from home. So this is a perfect venue to have a maybe little conference with the team and then, you know, maybe blast out on the course for an hour
and
or so.
Absolutely whoop your boss.
Yeah,
you can push them down the inflatable slide. This is a day out that I reckon will suit everybody because I know that I can come here and I can let my little just go for it. I can sit up the top and have a cup of tea and a chat to my mate and then get dragged on afterwards, eh?
Absolutely. And we've made it as simple as possible from the booking page to the check-in process. Everything is super slick, super easy. The staffing ratios and everything like that, my amazing staff are here to help. So they will be on the course. They will be showing you how to do bits and pieces. All you need to do is literally go onto our website, book now, press Southampton branch. Yeah. You go on, select a date, select a time. From there, all you need to do is sign the waivers, show up to site. We'll give you your allocated wristband, your superb Ninja Warrior sock, and then you pretty much put your belongings away onto the briefing room, and then you have a free roam of the course.
And when are you hoping to open?
So we have our official launch day of the 20th, so our booking page is now live, which we are very, very excited about. I am inundated with booking questions, everything from I have a kid's birthday party in September to each in college. I was in touch with a lot of colleges. They want to do their fitness tests here, generic questions, even a proposal. So they must absolutely love the show.
Propose here, so. That's both brave and romantic, I suppose.
Absolutely. I think they may be getting some merchandising, some Ninja Warrior headgear for the big day as well.
That's so lovely. Well, look, best of luck with it. I have no worries at all that this is not going to be a hit. No way. This is going to absolutely smash Southampton. We love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the retail park itself is a perfect location just on the outside of Southampton. Antelope Retail Park. It's free parking for 3 hours. Yeah. And this site itself is amazing. We can't wait for you all to come and see it.
That's Jack, the general manager of Ninja Warrior, which is coming to... Am I right in thinking this is where Oxygen used to be?
Yes, that's it. So down where the range is in Bitton... and KFC and Costa and Lidl and the bingo. I spend way too much time down there.
It's got everything you want in one place, including a Greggs.
Yes, 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 you're right, you're right.
And your whole life in one retail park.
Exactly that. I mean, it's a dream. It's a day out right there.
So this is above the range, isn't it? Am I right in thinking?
Yes. So it's sort of in the middle beside the gym. That's the only bit I don't use, strangely. This place is amazing. I mean, it's vast. It's huge. And I reckon that maybe half of it is an inflatable Ninja Warrior course. I've watched the TV show and I'm like, there's no way I could even get across those first sort of platforms. There's no way that I'd ever be able to do the monkey bars or anything like that. I just have no strength whatsoever. But the inflatable course just looks amazing. And it's going to be so much fun. And I know that Jack was talking about having workplaces down. Well, obviously, when everybody's working from home, then they can go there. They've set up a boardroom. So you could have a boardroom meeting with your work colleagues and then go off for an hour And I mean, sort of try and beat each other. Obviously, the boss has got to get beaten. But it's just a brilliant, brilliant idea.
That would be the best away day ever.
Yes.
Sit there for a bit in the meeting, and just when people are starting to nod off, you can go and hit each other with pugil sticks. And
I think you're going gladiators there rather than ninja warrior.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's true.
You'd have to take your own.
Can you pay extra and have Chris Kamara commentate?
That would be amazing, wouldn't it? I mean, I'm sure if you make it all the way around the course in like 30 seconds or something, I'm sure there's some sort of Chris Kamara voiceover that comes over that says, congratulations, it must be.
Also, if they can have a selection of Kamara quotes for when people fall off things or do something stupid.
Just his giggle.
Yeah, that would be quite funny. Someone just sits in a box up in the corner and every time someone falls off, they just play in a canny guffaw.
Southampton's podcast, The So-So Show.
While we're talking about Cammy, can we just mention football and the Saints? I've only just got over Friday and that red card, and the only reason I just got over it is because they rescinded it a couple of days ago.
If only there was some sort of video replay system they could have used, eh?
I mean, come on, what's the point of having it if they're all going to sit there and agree with the decision the ref made,
right,
knowing full well that a couple of days later, oh, we'll just overturn it anyway. We could have got hammered again by that point.
Right.
I mean, we're lucky to have come away with a point from it, but if we'd have lost to then have that overturned after the game, I'd have seen red.
Oh, yes, definitely. And especially with where Southampton are at the moment, yeah.
And it's always Vardy. Is there any connection between it always being Vardy and the fact that his first letters of his surname are VAR?
Good point.
Leicester have had more penalties awarded, I think, than any other team this season. So there might be something in it.
I think you're reading too much into this.
Okay, maybe. But Chelsea are certainly going to have some extra fans from an SO postcode on the 15th of May in the FA Cup final when they're playing Leicester, I guess.
Right. I have big news. I have been on a date. What?
Really?
I know. In these times, I mean, I haven't had a date for 15 years anyway, but the pandemic has sort of put paid to any dates. But it was a walking date.
You've changed, Zoe Hansen. You've really changed.
Right. And, I've only ever met up with people in a pub or whatever. And it is, it's a sign of the times, isn't it? But actually, it was quite nice going on a walking date. It meant that we could have a chat. We went from Swanwick Marina all the way down to Warsash, you know, that lovely walk past the Pink Ferry.
Oh, yeah, that is a nice walk.
Yeah, and it was really lovely. You know, you see all the boats out in Hamble and all of that stuff. And yeah, it was really nice. But it was probably about 2 hours. What I liked about it was you're not face-to-face. It's not that intense. So you're walking along and you spot something, you talk about that, and you're sort of side-by-side. I think I'm going to do this. When I go back to pubs, I'm going to sit side-by-side with people because it's much better.
Genuinely think you might have discovered a great new way of dating, because you're right. By going on a walk, there is no sense of expectation.
Yeah.
You're not wearing beer goggles.
Yeah.
And more importantly, you're not, as you say, you're not looking at the person.
Yes, which is always good for me.
So if you do feel shy meeting someone for the first time, you don't have that problem because you are not staring at each other the whole time you're walking. You're too busy trying to make sure you don't step in a little brown landmine or whatever.
That didn't come up, by the way. But yes, I thought it was a really nice way of doing things. And obviously it meant that I didn't get too drunk and never heard from them again. So that was all good. Had a little bank holiday trip out as well. Went to Decathlon, which had a queue outside and a queue inside. And look, the staff are so brilliant, but that shop is so huge, isn't it? And it's a proper Aladdin's cave of everything you could ever want sports-wise. And I would love one day to just be in there and be able to buy all the stuff. I'm like, oh, new running kit. That would be amazing if I went for a run. I was talking myself out of things as I'm in there. I'm like, okay, bike helmet. Yeah, I need one of them, but I've got one and I don't go on my bike. New hockey kit, that would be amazing, but the season's finished. So I think I probably got to do the exercise first before I go and get the kit, right? All the gear and no idea, that's me.
Surely if you bought new hockey kit now, it'd be cheaper because it's the end of the season.
No, it doesn't work like that, apparently. I've tried that. It's like buying a bid coat in August, right?
Oh, okay.
You think that it's going to be cheaper. It's not. They get what you're doing. And then, of course, because we're in town, we had to visit Mexico. It's my favourite.
How are our friends at Mexico? We haven't mentioned them for a while. We need to go there for a birthday Mexico.
Oh, yes, we should. So the lovely Lynn and Ian, who run Mexico on London Road, they are brilliant. They are storming it, absolutely storming it. And when we went in there, I took my eight-year-old, Lois, and Lois is sort of, she's not into spicy foods or whatever, and they made her own taco, which was a bit of rice and a bit of chicken, and that was it, right? But that's what she wanted, and it was lush.
I thought you were going to say they made a fish finger burrito for her or something like that.
It's a great idea. Maybe they'll put it on the menu.
Every time I go in there, I always go for the same thing, which is one of the pizzas on the really, really ultra thin base.
Right.
And Ian always says to me, you've got to try one of the burritos.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to stick with the pizza because I love the pizza.
I know, but I'm like that with the burrito. I think I have shredded beef. Oh my gosh, it's just awesome.
But yeah, so I do need to go back and try the burrito at some point. But I say that knowing I'll sit down and when they come and take my order, I'll just go pizza.
Right. I've also eaten out at, I love Metrics down at Wollstone, you know, where you can sit down and you can look over to Ocean Village. I think it's just the most beautiful setting. I mean, just discount the building work that's going on at the moment. But but Metrics is where I went and met a couple of friends for some brunch, and their brunch is amazing as well. But we sat outside. I thought that because it was sunny, and I reckon a load of people have come up against this, because it was sunny, I dressed for summer, whereas my friends that I met up with pretty much turned up in sleeping bags with gloves and hats and scarves. And they were the ones that were all right. I was sat there frozen.
It's really odd having such cold temperatures in May. Did you see they had snow at one of the football games in the north a couple of days ago?
What?
They were cleaning snow off the pitch. And it
oh
was
my
the
gosh.
Second or third of May.
I sort of quite like our British weather for just being so erratic. But I keep thinking to this back to this time last year when we were in the full throes of lockdown and everybody by this point had a red nose that was peeling because the sun had been out and it was really warm. But I can't get over the fact that I'm still wearing a big coat this year for the school run.
If you do end up with chapped lips because of the wind, remember there is a monkey fart flavoured balm that you could use to try and take the edge off it.
Right. No more talk of monkey farts, okay?
Now, I know it's about a week since it was on telly, but I do need to ask you, did you watch right. the finale of Line of Duty?
Yes, I did.
And what did you think? Because so many people came away absolutely devastated, and I don't understand why.
Right, okay, so you're at the same point as me. And I think when I watched it on that Sunday night, I sort of went, And then I started to think about it and I started to think back to, okay, well, where's Buckles turned up before? You know, okay, so it turns out he's been in since series one and there's been little clues about him all the way along. So I think it's a brilliant ending in that, do you know what? It's not like good over evil. There'll always be somebody else to take their place. This corruption, you know, goes on and there will always be some bad apples in there.
I think, unfortunately, people are so used to a Hollywood-style ending where everything kind of comes together.
Yeah.
And that's what they were hoping for on Sunday. Me, I'm exactly the same as you. On the Sunday night, at a minute past 10, I thought, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then the next day, after thinking about it a bit more,
yeah,
I did see the genius of it.
And yes.
Obviously, it leaves the door open for a Series 7, if they want to do it.
It does, but I don't want to do, I don't want another series. I think go away and write something else or write another Line of Duty with different characters and different storylines because it's so brilliant. But the amount of times I've screamed at the television because they've brought it back for another series. What was it? Dr. Foster should have only been one series.
Oh, totally.
Broadchurch should have only been one series. I'm like, okay, I like a disastrous ending. I like an ending that leaves you hanging, keeps you thinking about it. And Line of Duty did brilliantly in that I have already gone back and started series one again.
And of course, Gemma Curio has already written something else that I think will have us on the edge of our seats, which is that new submarine drama.
Yes.
And the thing that's going to freak me out in that the most is that Steve Arnott's in it.
Oh.
And he's Scottish.
As he is, right?
I know. We're used to seeing him being Cockney in a waistcoat. It's going to be mind-melting seeing him talking in his native tongue.
So a couple of things just going on around Southampton. They have named the cruise terminal. Do you remember they were running a competition to name the cruise terminal, the new one that's going to be built?
Don't tell me they went for the So-So Show cruise terminal.
If only we'd put that in. I don't know. Oh. But they're going to call it the Horizon Terminal.
Oh, that's nice.
Winchester Science Centre, which is always a brilliant day out, that's reopening on May the 22nd. You can book now for weekends and school holidays. Always worth a visit.
What was that new exhibition that they had that they opened last summer that replaced the colon that you got so excited about?
The colon is not there. Can we drop colon and monkey farts, please?
We do seem to be a little bit too focused on back ends this week. Sorry.
Leave the we out of this.
That and the brown landmines we mentioned on your walk down.
Oh, now you did it again.
Sorry. It wasn't planned. It's not intentional, but we seem to be interested in back ends.
Anyway, so what they've got on at Winchester Science Centre at the moment is it's all about audio. It's all about sounds, the world around us and what sounds that makes as well. Not monkey farts.
Well, there we go. That's the 51st episode of the So-So Show, our first anniversary episode.
Amazing.
And once again, as we said at the beginning, thank you everyone who has subscribed, who comes in every week and listens to our meanderings. The greatest thing you could do for us is to tell a friend and share it.
Yes, absolutely. And follow us on our So-So Show socials as well. You know, we've got lots of engagement going on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and anything that you think we need to know about, something going on around the SO postcode area, just let us know and we'll give you a shout about it. Who knows? We might even get you on.
And we might have more exclusives like we did with Hamleys, like we did with Ninja Warrior. Thanks for listening and have a great week, Zoe.
And you, Simon.
You've been listening to Zoe Hanson and Simon Clark on Southampton's podcast, The So-So Show.